Have you ever been bullied in the workplace? You may not have called it that, but there are lots of office behaviors that can contribute to a toxic culture and have a negative impact on a company's bottom line. Here to share her insights and solutions is Megan Carl, author of the new book, Walk Away to Win, A Playbook to Combat Workplace Bullying. Megan is a former longtime executive at Nike and the founder of Carl Consulting. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hello, I'm Megan Carl, author of Walk Away to Win, A Playbook to Combat Workplace Bullying. You may not have heard the term workplace bullying before, but there is a good chance you've experienced it. According to research conducted in 2021 by the Workplace Bullying Institute, WBI, approximately 80 million U.S. workers have been affected by workplace bullying. 80 million is a big number. It's two Californias or one Germany, and it's also half the United States workforce. Despite the prevalence of this experience, most people who are targets of this behavior feel alone, guilty, and ashamed, which is why workplace bullying is known as the undiscussable. After experiencing workplace bullying myself and realizing how much it affected my physical and mental health and my work performance, I made the difficult decision to walk away from the company for which I had worked for nearly 30 years. I thought I was alone, but since then I've come to understand that workplace bullying happens frequently, that it happens in certain kinds of workplace cultures, and that there are specific strategies and tactics that targets, allies, and leaders can and should use to fight against it. There are five key insights or big ideas that I think can help us all to start a conversation about how we can do better and be better at work. Big idea number one, recognize it. Putting a name to workplace bullying behaviors helps everyone. Language helps targets because they finally have words to describe this terrible thing that's happening to them. Language helps colleagues because they now know what is happening to the coworkers they care about. And language helps leaders because you can't fix a problem if you can't describe it. One woman shared with me the impact workplace bullying had on her after she relayed another soul-crushing encounter from a boss who'd gone from ally to enemy. When I recounted the just-ended meeting to my counselor and how it made me feel, I remember she turned and looked at me and said, "You know that's bullying, right?" I was shocked. "What? No, I didn't know that." Bullying was what we talked to our elementary school children about. It happens when kids don't understand how their words hurt others and cover up their own insecurities about being a big kid or having no friends by attacking those they perceive as weak and vulnerable. That doesn't happen in the workplace, certainly not at our workplace, where we are all professional adults. We talked further about it, and what I remember from that conversation was the relief I felt hearing her name the behavior, name what was happening to me, and recognize it as professional opinion, that it wasn't just me not being able to handle a difficult, diminishing boss. I didn't feel better then, I just felt validated. And maybe a little less crazy, a little bit relieved. I gained a tiny bit of control in a time in which I felt I had zero agency over my own experience by giving this a name, bullying. Unless we name it, we can't discuss it. Big idea number two, understand it. Understanding the cultural context in which workplace bullying thrives is so important, not only for people who are targets, but for those who are leaders. Workplace bullying doesn't happen in a vacuum. It's a symptom of larger problems within a company's organizational health. It's why management consultant Peter Drucker famously said, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." In other words, what is accomplished at work plays second fiddle to how it is accomplished. When leaders lose sight of their most important resource and start treating people as a commodity, things go downhill. So how can you tell if your workplace is one in which hostility, toxicity, and ultimately workplace bullying will thrive? What are the markers you should look for? Here are a few. Is your company internally focused only on the bottom line instead of being mission-oriented? Is there an environment in which top-down turf wars are rewarded instead of collaboration and trust? As someone shared with me, I still remember the meeting in which the then president looked out at a room full of people and said, "Come on, I don't have all the answers. Let's figure it out." I knew at that moment I was in the right place. When the administration changed, that approach ceased to exist. Full stop. When unhealthy markers stack up, myopic behavior, autocratic structure, compliance above all, employees will feel the negative effects of an unhealthy workplace culture, and workplace bullying will become the norm. So it's important to understand the cultural context in which workplace bullying thrives. Big idea number three, identify your response options. Identifying how you'll respond as an individual to workplace bullying is critical. It's like playing a sport and knowing you have different moves you can make based upon what is happening on the field, on the court, or the track. When I experienced workplace bullying, I had one move, compliance. I approached my bullies like I was in that romantic comedy, 51st Dates. In the film, Drew Barrymore has no short-term memory, so Adam Sandler must woo her every single day. Like Drew's character, it was as if I had no memory of the bullying behavior thrown at me by a well-established workplace bully. I expected something different every time I interacted with them. I anticipated the best because that's who I am. And when the worst would come at me, I wasn't remotely ready. I wish I had had my list of moves to make. Here are four moves or responses from which to choose. Ignore, resist, comply, enlist. To ignore means refusing to engage, and instead to detach or walk away. To resist means to hold your ground, set boundaries, and counter their attempts at bullying. To comply, my go-to, means to do as you're told and hope the situation goes away. And finally, to enlist. Draw on your workplace allies for support. Identifying your best move is a great first move, and it will help you feel like you have options. Big idea number four, define your win. If you are not supported by your company when you're a target of bullying, you have the power to decide what your next decision will be. Some people will stay and aggressively start looking for another role in-house, away from their bully. Some will enlist HR or employee relations for help. Some people take legal action. Some will walk away and find a new career and a new lease on life. It's important for individuals to understand that they can do these things. It's also important to understand that the chance that your bully is going to change is slim. As one person shared with me, "I finally decided to go to HR for help, and the first question I was asked was, 'What did you do to prompt this behavior?' I was floored, but I didn't back down. I had already become a shell of my former self, was playing small, and didn't even recognize myself. But I knew in that moment that I would have to leave. I knew that the place I had devoted so much time to was not going to support me, and I had to save myself before the company took even more away from me. If companies don't help employees who need it, they will lose those employees and many more. It's not worth keeping one bully on your staff when it means losing talented people in droves. When we finally let go of the idea that we must muscle through and withstand the mistreatment that is workplace bullying, we free ourselves of the stifling and unsuitable labels we might assign ourselves, like failure, quitter, loser. We are not failures, quitters, or losers. Instead, we define our own win. Big idea number 5. You are not alone. People who are targets of bullies often feel alone, or that the bullying is somehow their fault. When a former colleague asked me to coffee, I was surprised and touched by the direction she took the conversation. She told me, "I could see something was happening to you at work. I could tell. You were always this big, charismatic person who was so full of energy and light, and I saw you get small. I knew something was wrong. I just wish I had reached out, even just to let you know, I see you, I'm here for you. I regret that I didn't do that." If you are experiencing workplace bullying or know someone who is, please don't suffer in silence. Seek out the help you need. You can move past workplace bullying, find a new path, and recover from the trauma that this behavior inflicts on people. You didn't allow workplace bullying to happen to you, and you didn't deserve it or somehow cause it. You can move on and redefine what winning and thriving looks like for you. You are not alone. And to the business leaders, managers, and CEOs out there, workplace bullying is not a behavior that anyone should tolerate or condone. You must make a concerted effort to acknowledge it when it's happening and make every effort to create a healthy workplace organization and culture for all employees. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Megan. That was Megan Carl with 5 big ideas from Walk Away to Win, a playbook to combat workplace bullying. You might also like our book bite for Bully Market, My Story of Money and Misogyny at Goldman Sachs by Jamie Fiore Higgins. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.